Hello and welcome to episode 15 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we continue Space Week and take a look at the little doggy who became the first terrestrial being to orbit the Earth. Not all stories surrounding the exploration of space are happy ones. Sometimes they end in tragedy. Nonetheless, they are stories that must be told, and I will warn you that if you don't like sad dog stories, you should skip to the last 30 seconds or so of this episode. The year is 1957. The space race is in full heat, and both the US and the Soviet Union are desperate to get the leg up on each other to be the first to send a human into outer space. But before they can reach that milestone, they have to see what happens to a living creature when they get rocketed at epic speeds through the atmosphere. So the Russians picked a test subject, a little dog named Laika. Interesting, in Russian, Laika actually is translated to mean barker, which I think is an interesting little factoid. Makes me wonder if this was a loudmouth of a puppy. Laika was a little mongrel female doggy found wandering, straying in the streets of Moscow. Unfortunately for her, life may have been better had she never been picked up. There wasn't much room on board the satellite Laika was destined to fly in, so her Russian handlers put her in progressively smaller and smaller cages over the course of a month, until the room was so confined that she stopped doing her business altogether. Even laxatives couldn't force her to go, and so she became nervous and, frankly, unhealthy. Before she was put into the capsule and flung into space, though, one of the scientists decided to give Laika one last spurt of joy and took her home to play with his kids. Soon after that, in October 1957, she was placed into a capsule and hooked up to all sorts of wires and monitors so that the scientists could keep track of her vitals as she carried out her mission into space. A few days later, the satellite was launched. It must have been quite a sight for Laika, the Earth from space. It may have been all the sweeter had she known that she was the first terrestrial being to make it into orbit. It was her last sight, though, as due to a malfunction in the space's operating sequence, the cabin overheated and she died adrift amongst the stars. Well, thanks for tuning in to episode 15 of the Daily Brainwave. I know today's story was a bit of a downer, but things will pick up tomorrow. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea for an episode or a theme week, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we continue our journey through space as we take a look at one of Earth's galactic neighbors, the planet Venus.